Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
It's Wednesday morning, 6:06, and already a winner in the 10K payday contest. Kalisha Bennett got the call. She won $1,000.
Yes. I never won anything on the radio.
Carla said that school's out almost, and so she and her son are going to go to Thailand.
Okay, nice.
Thailand. I don't know how far $1,000 would go in Thailand. But
right, it'll help. Actually, it'll probably go far in Thailand. But getting there, you know, that's a little more, but that'll help.
There you go, a little
good
spending
for her.
Cash. So,
nice.
Your next chance to score $1,000 and get a step closer to the $10,000 grand prize in the 10K payday contest. A little less than 2 hours from now, 8 o'clock, a unique code word, so make sure you're listening for that. Big night last night at the Fortress. Talk more about that because Vegas Golden Knights picked up a win.
Yeah, they did.
A shutout.
Yeah, I thought.
You know, producer Morty went to the game last night.
Yeah.
I thought he'd bring in a dozen donuts or something.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing. Not a thing. Nothing.
Unfortunately, Krispy Kreme is not anywhere near me.
Oh.
We should go. There's one just down Spring Mountain, isn't it? Is it still there?
I think so.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
There is.
Yeah, right?
I lied. I'm sorry.
I know. Maybe we'll, I know. We might have to, right?
God forbid he go out of his way for
if Flurry is there parked in the drive-thru yet.
Yeah, just waiting.
Right. Hello?
With his mask, a goalie mask on and everything else.
No, it's me. It really is.
Okay, so we'll talk more about that. Aviators had a win. It was a big sports night.
Vegas. Sure was.
All right. Sunshine today. Going to be nice. 79 the high today. 85 tomorrow.
Yeah.
After what we had yesterday. Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Feel good. 63 right now. First dose of some entertainment news. Carla will have her first take.
Well, the show smashed all sorts of rating records. I'll tell you what it is.
All right. More on that and other stories after Guns N' Roses.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So they put out a list of celebrities with high IQs, very high IQs. One includes one of your man crushes, Mike. That would be Matt Damon, Conan O'Brien, Quentin Tarantino. They all have 160 IQs. That is what Einstein and Stephen Hawking had.
Wow.
By the way, Alicia Keys, Cindy Crawford are close. 154 their IQs.
So maybe people like Einstein and who else did you say?
Stephen Hawking.
Maybe they're not that big of a deal.
No, it's a big deal. That's a really big deal.
I mean, if you have other...
You take an IQ test, because that's a big deal. It's like a huge deal. Man, a lot... I mean, no, we're not a big deal.
Oh, I see
they
what
were
that...
a big
okay.
deal. That's pretty freaking smart.
I mean,
that's
if people like Matt Damon have an IQ like Einstein...
It's not saying it's common. It's saying people... actually do. I think people look at celebrities like, they're just celebrities.
Yeah.
What do they memorize a script? Have you ever tried memorizing a freaking script, people?
All right, settle down.
Oy vey. No.
Who are you, Einstein?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, matter of fact, I am. I'm just as smart.
Jeez. Game of Thrones smashed ratings records. 17.5 million viewers.
Wow.
That's huge. That's absolutely huge. Then they do ratings like over the days as well. When you DVR something and you've watched it, they can also add that.
Carla, isn't it, they do it if it's within 24 hours of
it's
the original
three, they
airing?
Call it plus three, I believe it
plus
is.
Plus three?
3 days,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, which is really cool. Though, to be fair, probably half of that 17 million, that's cast members of the show, probably.
That's how many they have.
I watched it again. It's like, who are you? Why don't I know your name?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. And last night on the Late Late Show, Rob Lowe talked about the TV role that he turned down, and the decision probably cost him around $70 million.
It's a little TV show called Grey's Anatomy.
So why did you turn it down?
Well, because I had another show, James, that I was going to do.
And what show was that?
It was Dr. Vegas.
Vegas?
Which lasted, I don't even know if it lasted a season.
I don't even remember
Dr.
Vegas.
Yeah, Dr. Vegas. He was a Vegas doctor, just like you'd think. It was,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, I don't have the IQ of a Matt Damon.
Yes,
so.
Exactly. You do not, Martian. That is my painfully deep take.
You were talking about Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. and the millions of people that tuned in for the season opener.
Yeah.
The final season.
Almost 18 million people.
Last night on Jimmy Kimmel, they did a skit called Game of Phones. This is where people, viewers, could actually call in and figure out what was going on.
Right.
And he had the cast of Game of Thrones answering the phones.
Yeah, they were the in the phone bank. It was hilarious.
It was pretty funny.
Just hilarious.
And if you didn't catch it, Carla is going to post it on our Facebook page, which you can like and link up with through our website, 96.3kklz.com. Even if you're not a fan, you could probably watch
it's
it.
Really funny. Yes, absolutely.
All right. Journey coming to town.
Yeah.
The residency in October. Caesar's Palace. I got to be honest. In all the years I've been here, as you, Carla, I never thought I would see a band like Journey.
I know. At Caesar's?
Headlining at Caesar's Palace.
Yeah, I'm amazed at some of the people who are winding up over at Caesars now.
And they're going to be in the Coliseum for a great run in October. You want the tickets before you can even buy them. They don't go on sale until this Friday, but you have a chance to win a pair. We'll make it easy. Caller number 9 right now, 702-739-9636. Good luck.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It's me going in the morning.
Wakes me up the right way.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Terry, you're caller number 9. You're a winner.
Awesome.
You got the tickets. Journey, Caesar's Palace for their run in October. They're from the Kellar Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up.
All right.
We'll have another pair to give away tomorrow morning at about the same time, so make sure you're listening for that. 6:38, Mike and Carla Morning Show. What's the weirdest dream you've ever had? Because I had one last night where I woke up in the middle of the night and then had to go back to sleep.
Yeah.
But couldn't because of the dream.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't scary or anything else except for the fact I was at the Stanley Cup Finals.
Uh-huh.
And the Knights were playing again.
Right.
But it wasn't at the T-Mobile. It was at some dungy barn ice rink thing. And I just kept walking around, and this woman, this older woman with like glasses you have, like the wire rims.
Right.
Comes out, and I said, "Hey, listen, I'm going to leave. Get out of here early." And she goes, "You have to pay your tab."
Oh, okay.
And I said, okay.
Well, that was scary, wasn't it?
And Carla, it was so vivid. I said, well, how much could it be? It was just me.
Yeah.
She goes, actually, it's $614.43.
Well, it's Stanley Cup prices. They get everything up for the final.
Now, isn't that odd that I remember exactly what she said?
Wow.
$614.43. I go, how can that be? She goes, you want to be a high roller?
Yeah.
Pay cash.
There you go.
I remember it that vividly.
Okay. All right. Wow, that's cool.
Thank God I woke up before I paid it.
I remember my dreams very well. Yeah, yes, exactly.
Do you?
Oh, definitely.
Weird dreams like that?
I remember my dreams really well. Yeah. And I've had, lately for some reason, I've had dreams, no joke, that somebody's trying to stab me, like chasing me and trying to stab me. I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Why was I in a bad mood yesterday? I don't know. I'm being chased. They're trying to stab me.
Somebody's trying to kill
you. There's that kid I told you about who used to pick his nose, Lewis Wagner, that I had went to school with, fourth grade. I barely remember him.
Wow.
He was in it. So
anybody else, you remember your dreams, and they're so vivid. You remember the lines and the faces and everything else.
Sometimes they're so good that you want to try to go back to them, and you can't.
That's what I was trying to do, and I couldn't go back to sleep.
How did I rack up this tab?
I know. What was I drinking?
That's a lot of wings.
702-739-9636. Unless there's a dream weaver out there that might interpret that dream, would love to hear from you this morning. Imagine what you could do with $10,000.
Yeah.
On a summer vacation. Details on how to play the 10K payday coming up real soon from the station playing the hits of the 80s and more. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. It's about 7:05. All of a sudden, we're getting everybody calling. What is my dream mean?
I know. Morty and I are trying to be quick and, go to our info.
What did you say about being presented with a bill?
Oh, that meant, Mike.
Because that was my dream. Although, I will tell you, she didn't present me with the bill. She just told me how much it was going to cost.
Right. Oh, she didn't give you a bill, though.
She didn't hand me a bill.
Okay. All right. It said to be given a bill by another person, or if someone asks you to pay an amount of money in your dream.
Okay.
It suggests that your actions have not been honorable.
Oh, boy.
Well. Sure, it was a waitress? Was it a waitress?
Yeah, an old woman.
Okay.
Like I said, with wire rim, I can see her.
Seasoned? An old seasoned?
Yes.
Like a Woolworths waitress?
And it wasn't an official receipt. It was like paper, and she wrote 643.
She just wrote it down?
And I said, well, that doesn't look... I mean, that's not unheard of with a $600 bar bill, but...
Yeah, that's sad. But yeah, okay. We don't take vacations anymore.
Man, when you have those dreams that are so vivid, real-like.
And they stick with you, too. They stick with you.
And you start trying to figure out, and I don't even know if the Knights won the game.
Yes, they did.
I don't even know if it was game one, two, or three in the Stanley Cup.
See, though, a lot of people will say that it's just all a pile of poo and really means nothing, but there's something in there.
Perfect.
You know, there's something in your subconscious.
Sunshine today, going to be nice. Today, tomorrow, high today, 79, mid-80s tomorrow, about 56 outside right now. A few things we think you should know. Do that after Def Leppard.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Babies, of course, drink breast milk. They say it helps their immune system. Well, the next big craze, they say, truly could be breast milk for adults. It has something in it called human milk oligosaccharides, something like the HMO for short.
Okay. Thank you.
A synthetic version of it could help us, they say, with brain function, our immune system, food allergies, irritable bowel, and ulcers.
Wow.
So I know. Wow. Okay. Got to hunt that down now. That's great.
So let me ask you, do you think you would be able to tell if there were three glasses of milk?
Yeah.
Whole milk, 2%, and breast milk. Would you be able to tell the difference?
I think so. They say that it's a lot sweeter. I've never tried it, but they say it's very sweet.
Okay.
Yeah, and I know a lot of...
Too.
Yeah, it does look a lot... Yeah, I know. So, yeah, I don't... Yeah. Well, you're going to love this next one then, Mike.
I mean, sounds good.
Yeah, I suppose
I'll have
it
a glass
does.
Of breast milk,
give me
please.
A glass of breast milk. Yeah, that's belly up to the bar. Yeah, pay your tab. More men getting work done. You know, women get Botox, they get filler, they get all that. More men, they're getting Botox. It's called Scrotox, and it's exactly where you think.
Why?
Below the belt, because it makes those appear larger.
Oh.
It decreases sweating, and it also helps less wrinkling.
Oh.
It smooths out. Botox. So
you get older.
That's kind of nice.
Thank
yeah,
you, Morty.
Exactly.
Thank
yeah,
you. I know.
Exactly.
Things, tell me something I don't know.
Things drop and fall, and sure, and you might want to. So it's called Scrotox. I'm telling you right now, there are a ton of guys out there going, hold on, what is it? They write it down.
And then a ton of guys going,
yeah.
Oh,
ouch.
Man, why would you want to
really?
Do that?
Yeah, put it in perspective. You're doing it with needles.
Look, Bob. Yes. They're teeny tiny needles. You don't feel a
that's
thing.
That's what they always say.
And he just keeps going.
He can do it in the office.
Yeah,
you
right,
don't even
it is
have to
right
go to the hospital.
It is actually right in the office.
Is it really?
Yeah, just like they
even
do
worse.
Just like they do Botox and all that. You do.
I
want to
be
it,
knocked
you leave.
Out.
Oh, no, you leave. They numb it. They numb up the area.
Oh, no, perfect. Even better.
You guys have no concept of pain, do you?
I can't even feel them now.
Whatsoever. James Holzhauer, that's his name. He continues to dominate on Jeopardy. Last night, he won $106,000.
Wow.
Second highest single day total. He already owns the record for the highest single day total. 9 games in a row he has won now, winning a total of $566,660.
From Vegas.
Yep, from Vegas.
Yep.
So hopefully he can keep it going. Who knows? But congratulations to James. It is Wednesday. A few things you should know.
Get up.
Good morning, everybody.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3.
KKLZ.
All right, it's been a while since we've had Carla do a senseless survey posing as Kathleen Pelewski.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we thought it was about time for another one. We're calling a young lady by the name of Nancy this morning. See how far you can get with her.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think the last one you got very far.
Hello.
Hello, this is Kathleen Pelewski, and I'm calling from the Nevada Department of Census Surveys. Are you available for a short survey this morning?
What is your name again?
Kathleen Pelewski.
Yeah, what is this for?
It's a survey, a senseless survey. We're just trying to complete the form that appears you did not finish last time we did our senseless survey.
Okay.
How many people in your household?
Now or all the time?
Now.
Two.
Do you have access to the internet?
Yes.
Can women put on mascara with their mouth closed?
What?
Can women put on mascara with their mouth closed?
Yeah.
Should the number 11 be pronounced 21?
Wait a minute. How much longer is this going to be? Because I got stuff going on.
It's just a couple of more questions and we'll wrap this up.
Okay. Couple of minutes. Come on, because I can't be on the phone all day.
When
11, yes, 11.
Okay. When cheese gets its picture taken, what does it say?
I don't even know what you're asking me. This is for the survey. This is for the government. What? And this is. This
yes,
is where our tax dollars go. Fantastic.
I just have a couple more questions for you.
Great. This is. I'm stunned. Go ahead. You got two more. That's it. I'm only giving you two more. Let's go. Hurry up.
Does Robert De Niro know that it's okay to turn down roles?
Robert De Niro's in a role? Yes. I've seen him in a role.
One more question. We'll wrap this up. If corn oil is made from corn and vegetable oil is made from vegetables, what is baby oil made from?
What is this going to be used for again? And this is my last answer. No, I don't use baby
Nancy.
Oil. Are we done?
Nancy, this is the Mike and Carla Morning Show. With Mike and Carla. And
my God!
I can barely lose through.
I sincerely didn't think you were going to make it all the way.
I was getting so annoyed at the stupidity of the question. Like, I couldn't believe my tax dollars were paying for this question.
Well, they're not.
Did we take a census recently?
Well, that's what threw me off at first. The form she didn't fill out earlier?
That's right. Didn't complete earlier.
Oh, my God.
I know this about myself, and I didn't realize I half listen when people talk. And clearly, I was half listening to everything you were saying.
Well, Nancy, you were a great sport. Thank you for taking the time. Sorry to interrupt your morning.
Thanks, guys. I think.
Hey, May 4th, May 5th, it's the Ogden Family Foundation Celebrity Bowl and Golf Weekend. Jonathan Ogden, who played a long time, the only team he ever played for in the NFL, Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
His wife, Kemma, is from Las Vegas.
Right.
So they live here now and are giving back to the community. If you want to find out how to get involved, it's a pretty cool event. Text the word Ogden, O-G-D-E-N, to 702-739-9636, or just go to our website. Sunshine going to be nice today and tomorrow. High today, high 70s, mid-80s tomorrow, 61 now. Carla will have another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, Kim Kardashian is poking the Taylor Swift bear. I'll tell you what's going on.
All right, more on that and other stories after Kiss.
All right, are we ready?
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, MTV has announced RealityCon. It's going to be a convention for reality TV. It'll bring together stars, producers from some of the biggest reality shows, the real world, Bachelor, Survivor, Real Housewives, Jersey Shore, those type of shows. This hasn't been done yet, so I'm sure it'll be fine if you want to meet him. Wonder if the Kardashians, you know what, it'll get big and then they'll show up. Like with Comic-Con, now all these people show up. Speaking of the Kardashians, Kim and Kylie, Kim Kardashian, Kylie Jenner, her sister, releasing their new fragrance. Now they're doing that next Friday, the same day I mentioned to you that Taylor Swift has been teasing new music.
Mm-hmm.
Some people think that Kim did that on purpose just to troll Taylor. Oh. You know.
You need that?
I think Taylor should then do the surprise release on the 25th.
Yeah.
Oh. Snap.
He's trolling now.
Yeah. Yeah. Taylor, call me. Have your people call my people. Actually, just call me. If you need my, just call here. They'll give you my number. They give it to everybody. Don't worry about it. Just call me.
Who doesn't know that she's already thinking that, though?
Yeah, she could be.
I mean, Taylor's people, they're pretty smart.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they're Einstein smart, but they're smart, you know.
They're not Matt Damon smart.
No, they're not Matt Damon smart or Cindy Crawford smart, but you know.
I get it.
Yeah, well, and by the way, last week I mentioned to you that Charlize Theron, remember, she said, I'm shockingly single.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? She's gotten a ton of guys asking her out.
I bet.
Yeah. She said that on E.T. to Kevin Frazier, to Entertainment Tonight. And so, yeah, she's gotten a lot of, hey, it's me, would love to take you out. And I don't, she hasn't acted on anything yet.
Right.
But she's getting, you know, a lot of people who are saying, well, and she said, grow a pair. You know, and somebody asked me out. Well, one guy named Doug, pretty nice looking, you know, kind of salt and pepper hair, said, hey, honey, I've got a pair and I'm asking you out. So, yeah.
Charlize Theron.
Yeah. Poor thing. Can't get a date. That's too bad.
Hope she'll be okay.
So, yeah, I'm glad to know that there's something, we have a little something in common there. Thank you, Charlize. And Cher. Cher told Jimmy Fallon the other night that no one has ever done a great impression of her singing. She said, I've never heard anyone who did a really good impression of my singing. They make some noises. They do facial impressions. They whip the hair, all that. But there's none of me in that.
Really?
Just a lot of
BS. Has she heard you?
She said, I don't know if she's... if she's heard me, I'm not sure.
Well, I don't know if that's...
If I turn back town. But, you know, it's, I'm sure that, and Cher, I have no hair to flip. So it's just me.
It's raw.
Yeah. Raw Carla does Cher.
Yeah. No, okay.
That's the one woman show. Movie right there. that is my favorite. Wow. Deep take for this hour.
I know this is moronic and sophomoric, but I wanted to play it only because it features songs from the 80s.
Yeah.
Britain's Got Talent. They have their own version of the show. And so this guy comes out. And you know when you're a little kid, you make the fart noise with your hand?
Yes.
They used to have a guy on Johnny Carson that would come on all the time who was like the best.
Right.
Well, this guy comes out and does, and I'm hoping you can hear the songs, Take On Me, Ghostbusters, and Eye of the Tiger.
Okay.
Listen to this. Good, isn't it?
Okay.
I know it's nothing Matt Damon would probably do, being so intelligent, but...
No, it's not.
If you could, if you could do this, you would be invited to every party in town.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Oh, there, you gotta hold that one. Gotta hold that one.
Well,
jeez,
those are some of the hits from the
80s. See him on Vegas, on the Vegas Strip, huh, doing his own show?
Big show at Caesar's Palace.
Flyers behind him.
Well, I don't know if he's the champ, but he's pretty good. It's the Bee Gees, Night Fever.
Excellent!
It's everything totally 80s.
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, I'm fine.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 AKLZ.
Helping MJ Christensen celebrate 80 years in business, so we have a $100 gift card to give away. $100 gift card and tickets to probably one of the best bands, if not to this day, from the 80s, Def Leppard. They're going to be at the Zappos Theater, Planet Hollywood, Tuesday, August 20th, 8 o'clock. And, of course, being Wednesday, it's another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
There you go. Now, that's our version of a great 80s hit.
Yeah.
If you can tell us the title of that song that we're playing on our kazoos, you're a winner. $100 gift card to MJ Christensen Diamonds in Boca Park. And, of course, the tickets for Def Leppard at Planet Hollywood. Phone lines are on hold right now. We'll get through news and weather, starting with caller number 9, 702-739-9636. One more time. Good luck.
It's everything's totally 80s with the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, giving you a chance to win. And being Wednesday, it's another segment of Kazookie Wednesday. Oh, hold on for a second there. Identify by title that song from the 80s we're playing on our kazoos.
Blister in the Sun.
Yes!
Good job.
Yes, I freaking love Def Leppard.
Well, you're going. You're going to see Def Leppard in August. They're going to be at the Zappos Theater, Planet Hollywood. Tickets from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Plus, add some bling. You have a $100 gift card from MJ Christensen Diamonds, celebrating 80 years of business. They, of course, in Boca Park. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up everything. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. There's someone on, is it called Etsy?
Etsy, yeah.
Selling goth Crocs.
Yeah, okay.
They're pitch black Crocs that have metal spike studs and chains attached to them.
Okay, all right.
They cost you about $240.
Okay, wow, so, okay. They're all studded up, right?
Yeah.
Get a mohawk and throw those things on.
I think with the Raiders coming to town, these might be the shoes.
There you go. Don't raider it out, man.
Until you get to the scanners.
Yeah. Oops, sorry.
Beep, beep, Your Crocs.
No, it's my Crocs. Really?
Woman went to Rally's fast food joint down in St. Louis a few weeks ago. She wanted chocolate ice cream. This is like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they only had vanilla left.
Yeah.
Well, she was not happy. So she took the baseball bat she just happened to have in her car, started smashing up the windows at the Rally's.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Cops are trying to track her down still. So.
Or do you have chocolate? I can just mix it in here and chocolate it up.
Yeah.
Oh, stupid.
They only had vanilla left. So.
Dump. I'm telling you. When we're all extinct as people, that'll be a good thing. That'll be a really good thing.
Really?
Jeez, people are so... Have you met people? They're bad.
Yeah.
Bad. Listen, right here, someone gave an escape room a 1-star review, and I can't find out where this was. But the owner responded to the review by pointing out all the stupid things that person did in the room. So that's what you want from your business owner. Well, listen, idiot, here's what you did.
Have you done an escape room?
I have done one. And they're quite fun.
Did you get out? It is quite fun.
Technically, yes, I got out.
Well, I know you technically got out. But
Yes, because I was with smart people.
Oh.
So that's why.
My problem. I'm not going with Matt Damon and some of those people with the high IQ.
You and I are the one. You know what? It's like you guys figure this out. You wanted to do it, so you figure it out. You phone a friend.
You
call them.
Paid for the tickets.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We'll do it for my birthday. This will be fun.
With a 7-year-old grand.
Yeah.
Child.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh my Lord. And a boat captain. Listen to this. He caught a 757-pound swordfish.
Wow.
He caught it. It took him 8 hours to reel this fish in. Yeah.
How do you do that? How Florida thick Keys. Is your fishing line?
You know what? Again, you know, you wanted to go fishing. So you reel that in, yeah. Okay? I'm going back in. If there's a dinghy floating by, you can take me back in.
8 hours.
Because I'm not waiting on this. Yeah. 8 hours off of the Florida Keys. So
here, take the pole. I have to go pee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I really do have to pee. 8 hours. Nick, by the way, Nick Stajic was his name.
Oh, like, Stajic.
Nick Stajic. Yes, Staj. Oh, wow. This is great. There's going to be... Do you have booze? Is there booze underneath the boat? Because this is not going to be
fun.
Reel
it in. Hurry up. Game of Thrones
is on. This
is
ridiculous. It is Wednesday. It's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
We think we just have problems here. This comes to us out of London. Third grader, little Bella. She was talking to a little boy in her class. She had a birthday coming up, and he said, she was talking about her birthday. She was excited. He said, I don't have birthdays. She said, what do you mean you don't have birthdays? You got to have a birthday. Nope, I've never had a birthday. You know, really poor. Yeah. Very, very poor. As a matter of fact, 80% of the students at the school are very poor. So she said, no, this is not good. She wanted to buy him a cake, and she thought, well, I could help him, and I could help a lot of other people. So what she does now is she buys all the stuff for a cake, you know, the cake mix, all of that stuff. She also buys birthday supplies, party hats, balloons, all of that stuff. She and her mom do this.
Wow.
And they put them all together in plastic containers, and they give them out to the students who can't afford parties.
Awesome. Nice.
I know. They take donations. You know, they'll take donations, but she and her mom, now for the last 2 years, have been doing this. And they've supplied almost 100 parties for people who can't afford them for their own children.
Nice.
So, yeah, just this year alone, she's done 60 boxes. And her goal for this year is 100. So there you go.
Third grade.
Yeah, I know it. Third grade. They say she has just a huge heart. Yes, exactly.
Learning
I know.
To count still.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Trying to avoid Lewis, who picked his nose.
Well, if you have a feel-good story like that, we want to hear about it. Especially if it's about you or somebody you know.
Yes.
Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 9:38, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon.
Go ahead.
A little over 20 minutes away from Wendy Rush, who will have a unique code word, put you in the running for the $10,000 grand prize in the 10K payday and Rick Springfield tickets. 11:40, she'll give away those. So make sure you're listening for that. And not doing anything tonight, don't forget Hamburger Mary's with Carla Ray.
Yeah, that is tonight, 7:30 over on the east side. It is on Flamingo, just east of Maryland Parkway. 7:30 show, I'll be headlining. I also want to say hi to Paul, Uber driver.
Oh.
Who's been listening all morning. Karen hopped in the Uber and said, hey, Paul's listening to you guys. He loves you guys. So, good morning, Paul.
Thank you, Paul, for listening and everybody else. And to our new listener in Rhode Island who called this morning.
Yes, hey, Bill.
Not doing anything. Thought he'd dial in. So, thank you very much. All right. That's about it. Oh, by the way, as we wrap up everything, weird dreams.
Oh, geez.
Keep track of your weird dreams, man. Things are happening. Also, a great senseless survey that we're going to post on our website on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. That was great. And free donuts. Free donuts. Morning, come on now.
Donuts.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3 KKLZ.